Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is the Marvelous Radio Show program brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm trying to get our intro working. I'm trying to see if I can get it. Then again, I thought it was somewhere on my iTunes. But I'm trying to have to play it manually. I had to get this sucker done manually. Should be playing right now. I don't know why it's not playing automatically on Blog Talk Radio, but for some reason it's not. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Thank you for tuning in to this Marvelous Radio Show program. Afternoon to check out this Marvelous Radio Show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. How's everyone doing out there? How's everyone doing? Of course, you know I gotta play some old school. Here's some old school hip hop / techno from Paul Hardcastle.
Thank you.
post-traumatic stress disorder. Many vets complain of alienation, rage, or guilt, which becomes suicidal thoughts. 8 to 10 years after coming home, almost 800,000 men are still fighting the Vietnam War.
Vietnam soldier, which, by the way, actually 40 years ago yesterday, April 30th, 40 years ago yesterday, Saigon fell to the North Vietnamese, thus ending the Vietnam War for the United States. And yes, it was, and truth to the story from the song, it was the longest war in American history. Well, it was until the Iraq War, until the Iraq War ended in 2014. Before then, it was the longest war at that time that American soldiers served in until Iraq, Operation Freedom, Iraqi War, started back in 2003 and ended in 2014, which was last year, over a year ago. That was 11 years. But anyway, no further ado, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, the biggest three-day weekend online, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here, and here's a quick, brief break for our sponsors. Ooh, yeah.
Taking the beach skate by storm, they are Unbreakable Bloodline. Last seen on the screen from the hit indie horror flick Cemetery Maggie, UVL will be rocking State Theater in Albany, Georgia, promoting their new album, Anti-Gravity, Saturday night at 8 p.m., featuring Yamadeo and Almost King, Unbreakable Bloodline, live at Culture State Theater in downtown Albany, promoting their new album, Anti-Gravity, is out of this world!
All right, that was the ad for Unbreakable Bloodline's upcoming concert in Albany at the State Theater in downtown Albany. Definitely get your tickets out there to check it out. You can go there to the State Albany Theater, State Theater in Albany, downtown Albany, to get the tickets that way, the old school way, and call them at the box office line. Or you can go to Unbreakable Bloodline's website to get it, which is ubl.splashthat.com. That's ubl.splashthat.com. Just want to let you know about that and how our Making Georgia listeners out here. It's the first day
of May. How about that? It's May Day, May Day, May Day, May Day, everybody. Yes, hope everyone's having a wonderful time. Of course, you know, we should be having a good time. We better be. You should be happy because, one, you're probably getting off of work or getting ready to go to work. And it's 5:13 p.m. right now. It's 73 degrees with a high of 73, so we're actually at the high right now. It's 73 degrees. Today right now in Macon, Georgia, it's 73 for the high. And with the low tonight will be 50 degrees. So it's 73 right now. We're at the high of 73 today, and the high is 50 degrees for today. 50 degrees tonight, so it's going to be a really nice, cool, pleasant evening, so enjoy the sunlight right now, because, I mean, well, hopefully you'll enjoy this whole weekend, because it's going to be a lot drier, it's going to be a lot less wetter than it was last weekend, that's for sure. To round off the rest of the weekend, it's going to be 81 degrees tomorrow for the high for Saturday, and 55 for the low. And rounding off the weekend, it's going to be 82 degrees for the high. It's going to be still sunny, slightly cloudy, partly cloudy, with a high of 82 and the low for 57. And that pretty much rounds off our news, our weather for right now. So hopefully you enjoy that. And without further ado, we're going to go into the news. We have some updates right now for the news of Nepal. As I was afraid of what happened with that massive earthquake that happened in Nepal near Mount Everest, the death count has doubled, and in fact quadrupled, as a matter of fact, since the original count. It went from 1,000, over 1,000 dead, 2,000, to currently its number is over 5,000. 5,000 people have died from the earthquake. And fortunately, at least for right now, they're still finding people that have survived the quake. Matter of fact, there was a tweenish teenage boy that survived the quake. He was found, he was just he was under the rubble for like 5 days. He was just basically trying to keep himself alive by eating condiments, basically eating little butter samples, you know, that you get like, you know, bread and breakfast, you know, restaurants and stuff like that. He was basically living off of butter to keep himself alive. And that is what you're talking about. That's a blessing, man. I'm telling you, man. You know, it could have gotten worse. Could have been worse. And matter of fact, they also found a four-month-old baby. They thought the baby had perished in it, but guess what? The baby has lived. The baby lived lived through the blast of the quake. So whether you believe in a higher power or not, hey, God works in mysterious ways. I guess that goes to show you right there. I mean, you know, if that doesn't say, I don't know what will. But you know, just want to let you know about that. Those so far that we have right now. Look, well, I have to apologize. We're going to have a lot of majority of some of the news right now, at least that I know of. With a few exceptions, it's going to be probably mostly sports related because we got a lot of things going on. We have like the upcoming baseball rivalry between the New York Yankees versus the Boston Red Sox over the American League right now. Also, in the NBA playoffs, the Brooklyn Nets is about to face elimination. Playing the Atlanta Hawks, I think that this upcoming game they're going to be playing in Atlanta. So, yeah, all right, come on, Atlanta. We got to win something. We got to win some type of championship. We can't wait for them. I say nothing wrong with baseball. I mean, Braves, you're doing okay. I'm glad you gave us a World Series championship, but it was 20 years ago. We need to get more. We need more World Series championships, more Super Bowl championships, or everything championships, anything. Anyway, of course, you know, the Women's World Cup Soccer is going to be coming up this summer. You know about that. That's coming up because you know that's every 4 years. And you know we had had last year's World Cup. You know, mostly all the teams from the men's soccer World Cup was last year in Germany. I think Germany was the one that won. Germany won last year for the World Cup soccer. So Women's World Cup is starting sometime, I want to say it's going to be either May or June. I know it's going to be coming up soon during the summer, summer-ish. It's going to be on Fox, just letting you know. So they've been playing a lot of commercials of it. And also, the Kentucky Derby is coming up. It's also coming this weekend as well. I have more updates about that for tomorrow, as well as also the coming up tomorrow, tomorrow evening, I should say, more specifically, the fight of the century, the fight of the millennium, you might say, fight between Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus Manny Pacquiao in Las Vegas. Directly on pay-per-view, and if you have the money to get pay-per-view, if you have $100, get it, because I think that's about the cheapest bargain you can get, because anything else, if you want to get a ticket to see that, they're either sold out or they're too much for me. Well, too much for me, I should say. I mean, the cheapest section of $1,000 to $2,000, no, that's a car note. No, actually, that's a house note, really, as far as paying tickets are concerned. But definitely, also speaking of historical, since 40 years ago was the end of Saigon, the end of the Vietnam War, like I said before, this 30 years ago, Paul Hardcastle, I guess a decade after, 10 years after the end of the Vietnam War, he basically made a hit song called 19, because that was the age of the average American soldier that was in the war, 19 years old. And, you know, can't believe it's been 30 years, man. 30 years ago since that song came out. 30 years ago this month. That's a long time. Long, long time. I remember back in the day, I still was wearing Tuscan jeans. That's how old I am. I mean, I was still wearing Tuscan jeans. Of course, I was in the 7th grade, but that's to tell you how broke I was. But, also, matter of fact, April 3rd is 70 years ago, Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun committed suicide. And, well, we know why they committed suicide. Eva Braun was sprung because she was an idiot following a crazy freaking man, married a dude, you know, the day before. Well, we know why Hitler, because he didn't want to. He knew he was gonna be gone. He knew somebody, he was gonna be hanging. If the UN had him on war crimes, starting a world war, you know, 70 years ago. I know a lot of people think like, you know, why he could instead of avoiding a world war, why he just kill himself first? How about that? You know, who would even have a freaking world war if he would just kick himself out? You know, I'm not condoning that, but I'm just saying if you're that freaking crazy. You know, anyway, I'm just glad, you know, at least so far it hasn't gotten that point of world war proportions. However, speaking of some crazy stuff going on, we had some things about the riots that happened in Baltimore due to the death of Freddie Gray, who was died under the hands of the Baltimore police. Kind of strange, though, but I probably might make a thought to ponder video for it soon for my YouTube channel, Derek Barrett Films. I'm like this. If you're going to be, if someone, whether you're in law enforcement or sheriff's department, whatever, if you're in that type of work, Do your job right, or just find another line of work. I mean, he was limping. I mean, he was on the verge. I mean, dude couldn't even move his legs, and for some strange reason, somebody, I mean, you know, they said, according to the story, that his injury was brought on by himself, not the police officers who had him arrested and had him in the wagon. I mean, he said he injured himself. Which made the reason why he was lit. Like, come on now, come on. Let's be honest. How does a person, a suspect who's in handcuffs, hurt himself to the point where he's paralyzed. I mean, I never heard of anyone who's been handcuffed and banged his head against a wall or on a police window, police car window, or any type of vehicle to the point where it paralyzed himself or herself. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, first of all, you need, you know, some of whoever put out that news about whoever working in the police department, they need to fire you because obviously you don't know how to lie. I've never heard of anyone banging their head against a police vehicle or somewhere in a paddy wagon somewhere and paralyzing themselves. I'm sorry, like a Rolls Royce with full flat tires, I'm not buying it. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I mean, unless the guy was breakdancing in the back seat of the car and landed on his head, and the seat and the floor of the car was made out of concrete, I don't see him breaking his neck or becoming paralyzed. I mean, like I said, somebody's lying. Somebody's straight fibbing. I mean, you just don't end up paralyzed. I mean, then they say, well, he hurt himself. Well, I mean, unless he was breakdancing in the backseat of the car, which is highly unlikely, I just don't see that. And nobody does, actually, because, in fact, the officers are facing charges of Freddie Gray's death because they have ruled it a homicide. They ruled it a homicide. So there's some officers will be facing charges. We'll know more about it maybe on some Saturday's broadcast. Just want to know more about it. If you want to know more about it. I wanted to get into the thing about the movies. Of course, you know, The Avengers, The Age of Ultron is going to be going face-to-face against Furious 7, which has been the number one film, the top dog of the box office film, race for the last 4 weeks, for the last month, as a matter of fact. So far, the seventh Fast and Furious, which stands $1.349 billion worldwide, so almost almost a billion and a half, which has surpassed Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part Two, which made $1.342 billion, $1.342 billion. So I guess when you're talking about box office sequels, Furious 7 beat Harry Potter in the Deathly Hallows Part 2, which was the eighth movie. So it has already passed $1 billion worldwide. So that's good so far. And it's already surpassed $300 million in the United States, domestically speaking. So we'll see whether the Avengers of the Age of Ultron takes out Furious 7 to take over the number one spot in the U.S. box office, or will Furious 7 go a fifth week in a row? Also, I wanted to talk about the winners of the Daytime Emmy Awards, which was on the Pop TV channel, which was formerly known as the TV Guy channel. There's the Young and Restless, the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and Craig Ferguson. Well, we used to have the Late Late Show of Craig Ferguson, now taken over by James Dornan, were among the winners this past Sunday night at the 42nd Annual Daytime Emmy Awards. Former daytime star Tyra Banks hosted the ceremony, which was held at Stage 16 on the Warner Brothers studio lot in Burbank. Unlike last year, which the ceremony was available only via web stream, and included a controversial pre-show in which red carpet hosts made off-color remarks, this year's show was broadcast on Pop, formerly the TV Guide Network, and managed not to offend anyone. However, the evening included at least one surprise, which is a tie in the Outstanding Drama Series category, and that award went to two soaps, Days of Our Lives from NBC and The Young and the Restless from CBS. And truth be told, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, there's only four daytime soaps that are still running on. I mean, CBS has two of them, Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful. So they run back to back. And plus, ABC has one, Days of Our Lives, and ABC has one, also one each. ABC has the General Hospital, and basically CBS is the only one that has more than one soap, so it has like one and a spare. So just to compete. So yeah, I mean it was sooner or later. I mean, it was gonna give it to somebody. Also, some other winners, just want to give it out there, just want to let you all know, had an outstanding culinary program, a food program, which is called Barefoot Contessa Back to Basics. This is from the Food Network. As I said, an outstanding drama series was a tie between Days of Our Lives and Young and Restless, Days of Our Lives from NBC, Young and Restless from CBS. Outstanding game show went to Jeopardy. Outstanding morning program, CBS Sunday Morning, went to CBS. Outstanding talk show went to Steve Harvey, which is syndicated. Outstanding talk show Spanish language went to Un Nuevo Día, A New Day, which was on Telemundo. The Ellen DeGeneres Show won for outstanding talk show for entertainment based. Entertainment news, outstanding entertainment news program daytime, and we went to Entertainment Tonight by CBS. Also, outstanding lead actress in a drama series, Mara West as Ava Jerome for General Hospital, ABC. Outstanding lead actor in a drama series, Anthony Geary as Luke Spencer on General Hospital, ABC. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series, Amelia Hynley as Victoria Newman on The Young and the Restless, CBS. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series, Chad Duell as Michael Carrithos on General Hospital on ABC. Outstanding younger actress in the drama series, Hunter King as Summer Newman, Victor Newman's daughter, on Young and Restless, CBS. Outstanding younger actor in a drama series went to Freddie Smith as Sonny Kiriakis on Days of Our Lives on NBC. Outstanding game show host, Craig Ferguson, the guy used to come on right after David Letterman. He won his first daytime Emmy for Celebrity Name Game, which is syndicated. Outstanding formative talk show host, Mario Batali, Carla Hall, Clinton Kelly, Daphne Oz, Michael Simon, who are hosts of The Chew, which is on ABC. Outstanding talk show, outstanding entertainment talk shows went to Kelly Ripa and Michael Strahan for Live with Kelly and Michael. So Michael Strahan is not only a Super Bowl ring winner, a Hall of Famer, but also a Daytime Emmy Award winner. How about that? Outstanding drama series writing team went to Bold and Beautiful, CBS, and also drama series directing team went to also to The Bold and the Beautiful. One more thing, I wanted to give another shout-out. Let's see, the 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, and I was going to get that done, get that soon, and probably talk more. Matter of fact, I know it was one of the topics that Ain't That Peculiar and Happy, and that was, I know that was one of those back burner stories I never had a chance to talk about due to time limits. I promise, if time allows me, I'll talk about that more so for tomorrow's show. But I want to say congratulations to all the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Ringo Starr, who was a former Beatle, and he's one of 21 performers in the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, inducted more than once. He's inducted once before as a member of the Beatles. And this is his time being inducted in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as an individual. In fact, he's the fourth and the last member of the Beatles to be inducted as an individual as well as part of that group. The Five Royales was also one of the inductees. It was an early black band of the 50s, early 50s from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Green Day, basically an alternative band who got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, one of the youngest members, I should say, in this group, Green Day, which they started around back in the 1990s. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, they've been around since the late 70s. Joan Jett, I love rock and roll, yes. Lou Reed, the late Lou Reed, he was possibly put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble, also an inductee, and Bill Withers, who gave us the song Just the Two of Us, and which has been made many, many times, many, many times. And also who sung Lean On Me, the original version of Lean On Me. And, I'm going to give them a nice round of applause for all the members of the 2015 inductees of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you for everyone here. I just want to say thank you all for listening, and I hope we will have some more hot topics and some more current events to talk more about. Especially tomorrow, I'll have more about Baltimore and other subjects. Just want to get more talk about that soon in for tomorrow's show. And here was another story. I do have one more story. Actually, just one. Yeah. Well, yeah, I also wanted to talk about the speaking of awards and about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Daytime Emmys. Today we have the complete list of Tony Award nominations. This is for those who are on Broadway. And looks like Helen Mirren, who won an Oscar in playing Queen Elizabeth in The Queen, has been nominated for a Tony for portraying the same role, Queen Elizabeth, on stage in The Audience. She'll be competing against fellow Hollywood stars Elizabeth Moss from formerly of Mad Men, Carey Mulligan, and Ruth Wilson in the Best Actress category, Best Actress in a Play category. On the musical side, An American in Paris and Fun Home, the nominations were 12 each. Something Rotten received 12 nominations. Sting musical The Last Ship has earned a nomination for the Pop Star for Music and Lyrics. It also received a nomination for Best Orchestration. Previous Tony winner Kristen Chenoweth is nominated for her role as an up by her bootstraps Hollywood starlet on the 20th century, quote unquote. She will host the award ceremony alongside Tony winner Alan Cumming, who you could see him on the show The Good Wife on CBS. The awards, Tony Awards, will air live on June 7th. June 7th on CBS, as always. The list for Best Play, the nominees are The Curious Incident and The Dog of Nighttime, Disgrace, Hand to God, and Wolf Hall Parts 1 and 2. Best Musical, An American in Paris, Fun Home, Sudden Rotten, and The Visit. Best Revival of Play, The Elephant Man, Skylight, This Is Our Youth, You Can't Take It With You. The King and I, Best Revival of a Musical, The King and I, On the Town and On the 20th Century. Best Book of a Musical, An American in Paris, Fun Home, Something Rotten, and The Visit. Best Original Score, Music and Lyrics Written for the Theater, Fun Home, The Last Ship, Something Rotten, and The Visit. And also, I already mentioned that. Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in the Play, Geneva Carr in Hand to God, Helen Mirren in The Audience, Elizabeth Moss in The Heidi Chronicles, Carey Mulligan in Skylight, and Ruth Wilson in Constellations. Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical, Michael Cerveris, Fun Home, Robert Fairchild in American in Paris, Brian D'Arcy James, Something Rotten, Ken Watanabe. Oh, okay. From The Last Samurai, he's in The King and I, and Tony Yazbek in On the Town. Best Performance by an Actress in the Leading Role in a Musical is Kristen Chenoweth on the 20th Century, Leon Cope in American in Paris, Beth Malone, Fun Home, Kelly O'Hara, The King and I, and Chita Rivera in The Visit. Wow, this is really good. This is a lot of great actors and actresses in this one. As a matter of fact, I want to mention who's the guy that's nominated Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Play, Stephen Boyer in Hand to God, Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper has been nominated at least 2-3 times in the Academy Awards. He's nominated for The Elephant Man, playing in the title role of The Elephant Man. Wish you luck in it. Ben Miles in Wolf Hall Parts 1 and 2, Bill Nye in Skylight, Alex Sharp in The Curious Incident of a Dog in the Nighttime. So congratulations to all of you, to all the Tony Award nominees, and hopefully we'll see you do your thing next month on the Tony Awards, which will air June 7th on CBS. That's pretty much all we have right now for today. On this marvelous radio show, be sure to tune in to us tomorrow at 3 p.m. and Sunday, and also at 3. Actually, I take that back. Sunday, we're going to have a special show due to schedule conflicts that I have right now. The Sunday show is not going to be on 3 p.m. 2 days from now. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. So definitely check. The Smiles Radio Show Facebook page to check us out. The Sunday show is going to be on at 6:30 p.m., not at 3 p.m., but at 6:30 p.m. due to early engagement that I have, which is going to be a conflict in that. So just want to let you all know that. I hope you all have a wonderful time, and we'll have more things to talk about on the It's Marvelous Radio Show. I'll have more things about it, especially more stuff about Benny King, who unfortunately passed away yesterday at the age of 76. Of course, you know, he had the best song, Stand By Me, which was number one on the charts in 1961, and basically gave John Lennon, the late John Lennon, made a cover of it, and that also went number one. And, of course, you know, that was the theme song of a movie made back in 1986 based on Stephen King's novella, The Body, which Rob Reiner made into an incredible film. And it was beautiful. If you ever see the film, please get a chance to. You'll never forget it. It's a beautiful film, Stand By Me, which is based on the title song by the late, great Benny King. We'll have more about him tomorrow. It's 5:39 right now, so definitely check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. and Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. unless you're given due notice. I hope you all have a wonderful and marvelous Friday. I'm going to close the show with Green Day, since I have a song that's short enough to play all throughout the end. And congratulations. Just want to say congratulations to Green Day for being inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Be sure to check us out, and I hope you have a wonderful wonderful Friday. Also, happy birthday wishes. I want to give a happy birthday wish, a shout-out to one of my college buddies, Rohan Crawford. Happy birthday to you. And also a belated birthday shout-out. Happy belated birthday to you, which was yesterday, to my childhood classmate of mine back in the day from elementary school, and friend Brent Lambert, Mr. Brent Lambert. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. And Rohan, hope you have Mr. Crawford, hope you have a wonderful birthday and weekend as well. Till next time, this is the D-Man. On behalf of Marvell Ivory, the namesake of the program, this is the D-Man here, Derek Barrett, wishing you a wonderful and marvelous Friday. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care. We end the show with Green Day, with The Time of Your Life.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the rush. Some grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. Don't make the best of this path, and not our fight. It's not a question, but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, and in the end is right. I help you at the time of your life. So take the photographs and still present your mind. Hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. That sees the memories and their skin on trial. Through what you expect, it was worth all the while. It's nothing unpredictable, but if the end is right, it'll be the time of your life. Unpredictable, and if the end is right, I help you at the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, and if the end is right, I help you at the time. time of your life.
That was Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day, 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Have a wonderful and marvelous Friday, everybody.
We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.